I can remember our first date like it was yesterday when we met up downtown for dinner, then had Froyo, and we talked for hours. I remember every detail from that night, but one thing I will never forget was going home that night with an overwhelming feeling, something I have never felt before. As time went on, that overwhelming feeling grew stronger, and it was the scariest feeling in the world, knowing I was falling in love. Now, almost 4 years have passed, and my love for you becomes greater every single day. You have shown me the true meaning of unconditional love. Cutler, you are my whole heart, my biggest supporter, my truest friend, my sunshine, and you make loving you the greatest blessing I have ever received. I was 18 and you were 20 when we first started dating. We have grown together as a couple and as individuals. From day one, you have believed in my hopes and dreamed. You supported me through my last years of undergrad and are now supporting me through grad school. You've helped me through every single hardship. You've encouraged me every single day. You can do all these things with love and compassion. On my weakest days, you remind me of the power of love and God's path for me. It amazes me to have a love like yours. You are more than a girl can wish for, pray for, and dream for. Love lives inside of you. You're the most selfless individual I've ever known. Your bright mind mixed with your compassion for others makes your love so contagious. I feel sad for the people who don't experience the kindness and love you're able to give. Your love has no limits. The love you have for my family, the relationships you have made with them has only made me love you more, and I can't express enough gratitude for that. I love how smart you are, how I can ask you anything science related and you'll probably know the answer. I love your big heart. I love how silly we are together. I love how hardworking you are. I love your creative mind. I love the light that lives within you. I have to catch my breath to believe this is real, that I'm marrying my best friend, my heart's desire, and my true love. You're perfect in every single way, even when you leave your dirty clothes on the ground. I vow to love you as you deserve to be loved, with admiration, passion, and respect. I vow to work on my sassiness and be the kind woman that you deserve. I vow to always support your interests and to nourish your passions. You are my one true love. I can't wait for all the love to come.
Not even 4 years ago, you danced your way into my heart, and ever since that day, I've been your biggest fan. From the way you dance like no one is watching, to the way you talk like everyone should be listening, to the way you care like I'm the only person in the world. You gave me no choice but to make you mine. Once I was able to get some of your time, I thought I was going to have to fight every day to keep you interested and to convince you I deserve another day of yours. And I'll always be willing to do that. But you continue to bless me every day with more and more of what you have to offer, regardless of what you get in return. You remind me more and more every day of how lucky I am. I'm truly in awe of you, the way that you don't seem to understand the light you put in my life. You have the power to make okay wonderful and to make bland colorful, and for some reason you exercise that power on a daily basis for me. You'll still take every opportunity to dance, whether there's music playing or not, whether anyone else is dancing or not, just because that's what you do. There's some stuff about you that I just can't figure out. Because of that, I'm enthralled and captivated by you. But there are some things that aren't meant to be figured out. When I try to think of a way I could describe you, I always think of a bird. Not only because you're beautiful and delicate like one, but because of the impact you make. Any rainy morning is suddenly better when you hear a bird chirping outside your window. Any ordinary tree is suddenly a... Sorry. It's suddenly a home when a bird lands on it. What good are a tree's leaves when it doesn't have something to protect from the rain? And what good are a tree's branches if nothing can call them home? And what does that bird owe that tree, just sitting there in the middle of a field? You could go anywhere you want, but the point is, you're giving purpose to that tree. You're giving a lifelong gift to that tree, regardless of what it can give back. If a tree never had the opportunity to make itself a home, to make fruit for something, did it even exist? There's no bigger sacrifice than choosing no longer flying to call something your home, to put all your trust in it so early on. But I still wake up to your face every morning. All of these things have manifested themselves into the biggest blessing, and that is how you have taught me how to love. I know I haven't really vowed anything to you yet, so I vow to give you everything I can. I don't even promise you that I will try to do things for you. I don't promise that I will attempt to protect you. I don't promise you any of this because I don't have a choice. You are my purpose and nothing less. So my arms are yours to be protected with, my hands are yours to be held with, my shoulder is yours to cry on, and my ears are yours to talk to. Vows just sound like something that can be broken, like a promise. I want you to know that you're my purpose, and once you give something purpose, that can't be taken away. I don't ask for anything from you, but to keep being there when I wake up every morning.